I don't know anything about your personal life other than the one simple fact that you love Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know about KK's Priest?
No.
Okay, so it's like the original guitarist, KK, whatever his name is.
Okay.
He left Judas Priest a couple years ago, and he started a new band, and he got that Tim Ripper Owens guy from Akron, who was like the replacement when Rob Halford had left.
Okay.
And he started a spin-off version of Judas Priest that he calls KK's Priest. We had him at the Agora last night. And it took me an embarrassingly long time to, like, figure out that it was, like, a Judas Priest spin-off band. Because I had never heard of them before yesterday, really.
I've never heard of them either. Sounds cool. Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah.
I got to work his little meet and greet and stood next to him. He's a very tiny little old man. British. That was cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
So I started watching that Ricky Stenicki movie that we saw the trailer for a little bit while back.
Yeah. How was that?
That dumb John Cena, Zac Efron movie. So I'm only like half an hour in because I had to stop because we were doing this. But the opening of it is awesome because like during the pandemic, Ralph would send me these video clips of like YouTube Live and like Facebook Lives of this dude who like would be in his apartment building wearing nothing but like a silk robe.
Yeah.
And he would just be making all these insane beats and like singing all these wild and crazy songs over top of them. And like shortly after the pandemic for Ralph and I's birthday, like we went, him, Mary, their friend Nick and I went to Pittsburgh to see him in concert. This guy's name's Mark Rebollet. And like the opening of that movie is they blow off this big family event to go see a Mark Rebollet concert. Like, holy shit. Wow. I didn't know that guy was that huge now. So I immediately texted Ralph. Like, hey, your dude is in this movie. He's like, oh, I know. I saw it.
How is the movie otherwise, though?
It's very dumb comedy, but it's funny in parts so far.
I was trying to get myself, because I was like looking for a movie and I was trying to make myself settle on that one. And I just, the trailer is like, I couldn't make it through the trailer again. I'm just like, all right, I don't want to watch this shit.
Like, so like you remember in the trailer, John Cena, though, when they originally meet him, he's like doing impersonations of famous musicians, but singing every song about jerking off. These songs that he does in this little montage of clips of him like doing different people, fucking hilarious. Keeps singing about like jerking off onto his tummy for some reason. It's so fucking stupid.
All right, jerking off is funny.
Yeah.
All right.
It's awesome.
Might have me there.
Did you watch the X-Men 97?
Oh no, is that out?
First two episodes came out last night.
Oh shit. Yesterday. How was that?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Is it everything you dreamed of?
For the most part, I'm a little bit bummed about the voice of Bishop. Like, it's not as cool and deep as I always pictured and wanted.
Okay.
Like, the whoever they had as the voice actor on the Wolverine and the X-Men version of him was fucking amazing. I don't know why they didn't just bring that guy back.
It's not the original guy, though.
No.
So, that's why.
I don't know if maybe that guy is no longer alive or what, because
maybe.
I thought they tried bringing most of the voice actors back if they could.
I thought you said that they definitely brought all the voice actors back. That was my impression.
I thought they did.
Okay.
I thought they did, but then I watched a video today and like, so no, they're not playing the same parts. They're just doing cameos. So like,
that's
the lady who played Jean Grey is not Jean Grey. She plays a different character who's in the first couple episodes, but
yeah,
I thought they were all coming back as the originals, like Storm did, but I don't know if she might be the only one.
That's kind of weird. Well, yeah, it's like how in Mario, the Mario movie, the original voice of Mario was like made a cameo, which is kind of lame. It's like, well, just be Mario. You're here. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, we don't. We could have skipped that whole awful Chris Pratt thing and just had you.
Oh, they should have just got Chris Pratt to do all the voices in X-Men 97. That'd be cool.
Been amazing.
Yeah.
is Wolverine.
Hey, bub. What are you doing over there,
bub? Hey, bub. Hey. Oh, golly.
That'd be cool.
Fuck yeah.
You ready to get this cunt train on the tracks? That kind of got some comic book stuff.
I forgot this.
Yeah.
Our best fucking friend, the third member of our team, is coming to Cleveland in October.
Oh,
they just announced the 30th anniversary Hatebreed tour. Fucking Jamie Joss is coming back. Finally. I'm going to get him to guest for that episode.
Oh, yeah. We can get him to do like a, I don't know, 7-8 year. If giraffes have black tongues thing.
Yeah, an 8 year anniversary for
whatever,
us.
However long we've been doing it. Yeah, let's do this.
Tied into the 30th anniversary tour. It'll be fucking amazing. It's
perfect. Yeah. We'll do a show.
He'll love that. He'll love this idea.
Live show with Jamie Joss.
Fuck. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He'll play such songs as.
He's already got the Agora rented out, so we're good.
Yeah. They're all coming
just
for
be
us.
Be like, hey, cancel the opening acts. It's a GHB. PT or whatever time.
Yeah. Cunt time.
Cunts. Yeah. Cunts. Yeah.
So fuck yeah. I'm in. You can play our intro live. We can do a live version of Take It Away, Jamie Josta.
That's the thing all the fans have been asking for.
Yeah. That you crave, Jamie Josta here. Gonna pave the way in your face, metal. That's what we do. What we do. See you any podcast coming straight to you. Just imagine that, but live.
So best friend, Jamie Josta. I know you're going to listen to this a couple days after it releases. Get in touch with us. Let us know. We're ready for you, buddy.
Yep. We are. All right. Welcome to Cunts, the podcast where we watch the latest trailers and tell you what to think about them. Getting started here, we got some comic book stuff. Speaking of X-Men. Do you remember I talked about a comic book a long time ago it's like an indie comic book that is supposed to be non-woke and stuff and going to take down Marvel and DC and all of their woke politics and all that shit?
I kind of.
Okay. Well, anyway, this guy has a new comic series coming out and he has a live action trailer to promote the first issue of the comic book. I guess everybody's been shitting on it. So we have to watch it and take a look. So let's get started.
I'm glad he released the trailer. That was very convenient.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Really hope this is out there.
This is Yaira number one official live action trailer from the Ripaverse, which ISOM was the original one. It's like a black superhero or something. And I don't know. It's supposed to be shitty, but it's going to take down Marvel and DC. This is where we're going.
Yeah,
this
your
is the future.
Days are numbered.
This is the
big
future.
Comic books.
Right. All right, let's watch this. All right. So we got a Ripaverse logo. It's very similar to the Marvel logo.
No,
but
it's
watch
better.
Out, Marvel.
It's woke.
What are these two crosses for?
Christ.
Oh, yeah, true. He is Christian, I think. Moon. Oh, that's right. I think the character has like a cross on his belt or something. The ISOM.
Wait, if it's a woke character, it's not going to be like a Christian, right? Because they're like the bad guys.
No,
they're the non-woke.
If no, non-woke is Christian. Woke is like you're non-Christian, like lesbians and stuff.
Yeah, agnostics.
Yeah,
Jewish.
Right. All right, there's a black guy on a car.
Biologist and archaeologist who we feel is going to be an undeniable asset here at Projexus. Won't you please join me in welcoming her to our team? Dr. Sally Rodell.
That guy has a cowboy hat on the microphone. Oh, don't put it on the mic. He's like draping his cowboy hat on the microphone.
Because he added such cool hair.
Yeah.
Don't want to fuck it up. If I was an actor, I would kill to be in this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm not, but I still wish this was my legacy.
Yeah. Wait, I just noticed in that scene that the guy is like running towards something in fear, and then a lady is running away from something in fear. Like, what are they running from? That's pretty cool. Just running around everywhere.
It's absolute chaos.
Yeah.
5 minutes? Thanks for the heads up.
This accent's pretty good.
I was here. I lived. I am still here. I'm on you.
Oh.
Yeah, got some mouth beam powers.
Sweet dreams, child.
That was a good punch. Punch the camera. Yeah. We fell down.
I felt that.
Yeah.
I would like to thank Mr. Eusebio for allowing me the opportunity to discover and create alongside my esteemed colleagues at Projexus. Thank you.
I do wonder where she's from. That's like the worst accent.
An archaeologist?
It's got a guess in Russian or something.
Yeah.
But if you want to question her credentials, be my guest.
That's not what I was saying. It's just an unusual area of expertise to pair with biology.
Well, Dr. Rodell, from my understanding.
Oh, he's wearing the hat now. Yeah. Cool.
Of course. He's looks got awesome a cool cowboy him. Hat. Yeah.
She's on our side. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Photo?
Why are they doing live actions of, like, the boring shaking hands part?
It is hype for the show.
Well, it's not a show. This is a trailer for a comic book. Why is this applause so long, too? What the fuck?
Wait, so they made a 5.5 minute long live action commercial for... I thought it was weird that they made a live action version of a comic book before anyone had ever even heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other funny thing.
It seemed like they were jumping way too many steps in the process.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I can't wait to not read this and wait for it to come out on TV and watch it.
Well, again, it's a comic book. It's not a... This isn't for a movie. It's for a comic book.
Watch it. I don't need to read it. I'll just watch this.
Just wait for them to keep doing like shitty remakes and stuff. Also, this is like full-on like movie credits, too. For another 2 minutes. Oh wow, yeah, 2 minutes of credits. Look at that.
Oh, is there a trailer or something at the end?
Oh, like, the stinger. Let's see. Oh wait, hold on.
Oh shit!
I think there is. Better watch your ass, Marvel.
Your days are numbered.
Yeah, seriously.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Winter is here.
The fuck.
Oh my god, this is awesome.
Wait, what was that
t-shirt?
Winter is here, and then she Winter flexes here. She does like the flexes her muscles.
Winter is here.
So why does she flex her muscles while she says
I want that t-shirt?
Oh yeah, that's a cool t-shirt.
Ever.
Oh man, look at these. They have Dokumon cards. What the fuck is Dokumon cards? Poster.
It's like a better version of Pokemon.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Because it includes Yara's card.
Yeah. Fucking Yaira, dude. You gotta say it right. I don't think they said Yaira at all in that trailer. They said like all these other weird names, but yeah, weird that they didn't do that. It's like if you have like a Spider-Man trailer, you're gonna say like, oh shit, it's Spider-Man up in the sky. But nobody did like
you don't want to put the name out there. You want the reader to struggle to say it correctly for decades.
True.
Until it finally does go to live action.
Right. And even with Spider-Man, it's like, do you use the hyphen or not? And that's just a reading, you know?
So yeah.
No one really knows. It doesn't matter. It's both. That is a cool t-shirt, though. The longer I look at it, I really do kind of want that t-shirt. It's funny.
Read the fuck out of this, everyone, and buy these t-shirts.
Yeah. Let's do it.
We need to get this TV show really made.
All right, first link in the description is like to the Ripaverse shop. Okay, this must be for the fucking comic.
Oh, come on, Patreon, back it.
Yeah, we gotta back this shit on Patreon. How much is the comic, though? I wonder. Oh, what is this? Is this I'm having trouble figuring out what this is.
I don't understand.
How does this?
It sold 4 different versions of the cover.
Yeah,
you can buy a short story version for some reason. Between 20 books.
Wait, where do you see that? I don't even see the short story. Like, this is a confusing website.
In the corner, right next to it.
Oh wait, why didn't these things load in?
They didn't load all the way.
Oh, so it's like broken images, or something's fucked up here. But maybe I fucked it up. Let me do this again. Maybe it's my fault. I'm using a shitty browser.
The whole thing again, too.
Yeah. Okay, here's one.
So, oh, look at that.
Look at that art. That's some good art.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. That's like we just saw her stomping out that.
Vinter has came.
Vinter came and then he flexed. I just want to know how much the t-shirt is. Show me the fucking t-shirt. Fuck you. I want the t-shirt.
You're going to have to back for $700 to get that shirt, I think.
Yeah. Well, maybe this website doesn't like Brave Browser. That could be it. But anyway, that's pretty cool, though. Yaira, dude. That's going to be some shit right there.
I already rank her as a better comic series than Wolverine or The Thing.
Yeah, sure. I mean, would you rather watch X-Men 97 or this?
Yaira, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Vinter has come.
Vinter has come. Fucking flex. Fucking flex my biceps. Fuck yeah. That was a cool stinger. They should do that more with Marvel. They really need to know what we want.
They should do that more for book series.
Yeah, true. Like every time they come out with a new issue, just have like a live action, like super expensive.
Yeah.
You know, CGI and shit. Shitty CGI, but still CGI for everything. Yeah. Suicide Squad issue 2. Here's the trailer, live action trailer. Not even for the first issue, just everyone.
Issue 2's only. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not in already, fuck you. It's not for you.
But anyway, let's also get in on this like anti-woke economy and make some money.
I didn't understand how any of that was not woke.
It seemed kind of woke, like they had black guys and women in it, like
Like the guy was like a cowboy billionaire tycoon type.
Yeah, he didn't seem like a bad guy, but the other old white guy seemed like a bad guy. So yeah, this is very
The guy in the suit, he seemed kind of shitty.
Yeah. Wait, I wanna look at that cowboy
how
again.
Strong she could be because that, she was a woman.
I wanna go to that mega long applause scene so I can look at these people. Here they are. Easy to find.
I love that dude's hair too, like
yeah, it's like this weird like mop wig.
Looks like doll hair. Yeah, yeah. It's fucking crazy.
It does look like doll hair. The cowboy guy looks like Mac from It's Always Sunny wearing a cowboy hat. So he's not a bad guy. He's definitely a good guy.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, he's too friendly. And then there's a black woman. This is woke as fuck. Why is there a black woman in this? So this is a four shot, and 50% of the people are women and 25% are black. So this is very woke to me.
Cover all their bases. One more,
I guess, yeah.
Include.
So what would be the difference between this and like Marvel stuff? This kind of seems exactly the same. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this guy lost the plot. What the fuck? Anyway, that's Yaira. I'm in.
Absolute cunt. Yeah. I'm going to watch the shit out of it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, let's go to a lesser comic book franchise here. We have Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra, Captain America and Black Panther game. Let's see how that looks. Oh, I can't wait for the Yaira game. That's gonna be cool. But here's shitty Black Panther and the other guy, Captain America,
the lesser guy.
Yeah.
Wait, like Sam Wilson, the real Captain America, or the shitty one?
I don't know. Is there?
I'm more concerned with the 6 foot cat man who's got claws.
Oh, it's the shitty one.
What's the difference?
Sam Wilson is cool. He's the Falcon. He has wings.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay. Nah, too woke. That's too many black characters.
Counting you, and that's too many.
Wait, so this is a game?
This is a game, yeah.
Like a cell phone game?
No, like it seems like a regular game. The Eye of Force has been found. No, this looks way too, like, good to be a cell phone game.
Just stick to the rooftops.
Very story driven, you know?
Huh. Oh, that reminds me. Midnight Suns was like the free game of the month. So I downloaded that, started it.
Yeah, it's good, right?
I've yet to win over Blade, but there's like a weird love interest triangle going on between Blade and I.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I think we clearly both want each other's dicks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna fucking get it.
Yeah, it's fun to like go fishing with. Did you go fishing yet?
Not yet.
Missing out.
Not that far along.
Yeah. So what do you want? Answers.
That's more enough!
Stay out of my way!
Stand aside!
I do not take orders from anyone!
I don't have time for this.
Neither.
Stop right there, boy. All right. Marvel cool. 1943. I don't know. I don't like that they're going to do World War II stuff, though.
This looks god awful. Yeah, I don't know what it's for.
It's kind of weird. I mean, maybe it'll be good.
Why the fuck would you make a game with only those two characters?
I don't know. Okay, so I guess we can compare this because we have another four shot here. And in this shot, only 25% are women. So,
is the lady the one that's in the corner behind the?
Yeah, behind the next going thing. Yeah. See, now you, now you can see
she's the lady.
Okay, here we go. But 75% black on this one. I'm surprised they kept Captain America white. They should just race swap him. That'd be funny.
And Sam Wilson, the real Cap.
True, yeah, they should have just went with that. I wonder why they didn't.
Because in 1943, he wasn't Captain America yet.
I just changed the fucking story. Who cares?
Time period-wise, it has to be the shitty Cap.
Why does this guy have a trumpet, army guy?
Because he's the greatest army guy ever.
So he has to have the trumpet? Is that a bugle?
Like, I love that he's got a trumpet in one hand and a gun in the other, though.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, in between blowing my trumpet, I still shoot motherfuckers.
Yeah. It's just a weird prop to have, like, hero. All the time. Yeah, he is a hero. All right. Well, that's...
If I were him, I would constantly be playing that song while shooting people.
I mean,
that'd be fucking awesome. It'd get so annoying to the bad guys that want me to kill them, make it easier on me.
Why wouldn't he play that, though? He must play it, like, every morning.
In 2025, I'll find out. I hope he does.
Yeah, I guess we will. 2025. Certified cunt.
That's the cliffhanger I'm waiting to find out the conclusion of.
Right. Oh, I'm seeing we have the Crow 2024 on the suggested
here. Oh, yeah.
We saw the preview for the trailer, right? So now let's check that out. Got to check out the proper trailer. The
Ninja
Crow.
From D. Antwer.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that you were quite brilliantly broken.
It does look like Ninja. You feel like my boss. Why is everybody wearing pink in that jail? That's weird.
The coolest jail ever.
Yeah. Thing you've ever done. That does seem like a D Antwer music video thing, though. Just everyone in jail has pink. Yeah. All right, that's cool. Oh no, the plastic bag. What was the deal with the Crow again? I don't remember anything about the Crow.
A crow carries their soul to the land of the dead.
This basically.
Okay, so he just like
gets
crow powers.
It is a similar starting where like he and his girlfriend are killed, and he comes back like through a crow somehow. I forget.
Okay.
Until you put the wrong things right.
Seems like kind of I thought it was a horror movie, The Crow. Seems more like an action movie.
Yeah, okay. They're bird-based revenge stories.
Okay. I guess I never saw the original one.
You're running out of time to save her.
Iggy Pop is in the second one. So are the Deftones.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks cool though. I'll watch The Crow. All right, true love.
Hawkers all.
No, never dies. Oh. Close though. That was close.
Oops.
Yeah.
No.
Seems cool.
His crow eye makeup looks awesome.
Yeah. It's gonna be. There's going to be a resurgence of the Crow costumes at Halloween this year.
FKA Twigs is the lady in it. Uh-huh. I wonder if That counts as another singer in the franchise. So there you go. A couple songs.
All right.
I think. She used to be a musician.
Yeah, fuck it.
Carrying on Iggy Pop's legacy.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
The trailer looked way cooler than I thought it was for how much shit it's getting in all the memes I've seen.
Oh, are people giving it shit? Why? Looked fine.
Just because of how stupid the main guy looks.
He looks cool. All the
fucking tattoos.
He had face tattoos. That's cool.
I know. It's awesome.
Why? What's like stupid about that?
Because they keep comparing him to Joker from Suicide Squad and Ninja from D'Antwoord.
Oh.
Speaking of D'Antwoord, they had a trailer for like this weird documentary they did, and Ninja has this awesome full giant beard in it. An awesome look for him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. I'll have to check that out.
He looks like Zeph Jesus.
Cool. Speaking of Joker, there was a Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League official season one gameplay trailer. It has a Joker on it. We gotta watch the Joker.
Did we see him in the trailer for this already?
I think we saw bits and pieces of it. This is a full on trailer. It? Yeah, yeah.
They've already discounted this game.
I saw
on the PlayStation Network.
That's awesome. Brainiac's back for another round, and he's going funhouse on us. Oh, there he is. There's your boy.
At least buy me dinner first. I want
more. It's your non Joaquin Phoenix Joker. The sky's the limit on who
I can kill next. He doesn't have any face tattoos. He's not my Joker.
Ah, true. Did that one in the movie have face tattoos?
Didn't Jared Leto Joker have a bunch of face tattoos?
I don't remember.
Or no, he had a tattoo on his hand of a fake smile or something that he kept holding over his mouth.
Oh, okay.
Huh. I don't know. He had a bunch of dumbass tattoos. They were awesome.
Yeah, it does sound cool.
Coolest Joker ever.
Are you sold for Suicide Squad yet?
Yeah, this has convinced me to finally buy it.
All right, good. Get it on sale.
Not meet Joker.
Yeah.
And it's discounted like crazy.
True.
I'm just going to wait until this is the free game to download like Midnight Suns.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it's going to be that long away.
No, probably not.
I have one trailer that you have to pull up later on that we have to watch.
Which one?
Called Trades. I think it might be only available in Canada, but it's right up your alley. You're gonna love it.
Oh,
your
favorite. Well, let's just do it. Let's just get into it.
I saw it being promoted earlier today.
Which one? This first one here?
Yeah.
The Trade. Okay.
The top one.
All right.
By your favorites.
Crave. What is Crave?
You're a fucking joke.
What did you say?
I don't think I don't know.
Ricky.
Oh. I've been busy. Hey, Todd. Yeah, you break what's he doing there? Every day and I sling
jeans for a living. This town needs to get with the times.
Does he have a...
Tom Green.
Oh, cool. Tom Green. Wow.
Canada Legends.
Yeah. Site manager now?
You are getting a promotion, my man.
The workforce is 3.9% chicks now. You want to push us over floor?
Dude, I grew up with the trades, okay? I can play ball.
We're going to give your bro a makeover.
No, women and big wig from the city. Whatever they're doing.
Factory working.
Yeah. What are you doing here? Get up there. Over
here. Over here. Thank you all for welcoming me as your new site manager.
Oh, no. The girl boss.
I got leapfrogged by corporate.
That guy looked familiar, too. Another Canadian legend, whoever the fuck he is.
I don't know who he is, but he looked like the most Canadian of all time.
All right, the trades. That's cool. That's cool. Ricky is back. Haven't seen him for a long time.
Are they not still cranking out the animated Trailer Park Boys stuff?
I don't know. I haven't really kept up with it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we got the trades, and let's move on to some movie cunts here. I saw we have Cool Man teaser trailer. That looks like Danny DeVito. Got to check that out.
That sounds cool. It's like a pool boy, but a man.
Yeah, a pool man. Or he's like a superhero, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Can we start from the beginning, please?
Howard is swimming in like 5 feet of water and under.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching my trailer.
I thought this was a teaser. Why is this so long? This is a 2-minute teaser.
Trailer. Trailer.
I love Los Angeles. Diana Espinosa.
There he is.
This yeah.
This is
my take on the
Langer's egg cream. This is the guy from... This is my girlfriend. Is this Nick Offerman's boyfriend from the Last of Us episode?
Maybe. Corruption at city council. I know. Now he's gay with Danny DeVito. She thinks I'd make a
great detective. That's cool.
Yeah. Cover.
Yes. And this is a tree that's...
Ooh, that's lizard in this trailer.
Yeah, there's a lizard. All right, great.
With Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Steve Trevor from the Wonder Woman movies.
Oh, is that the handsome guy she was trying to bang?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that.
Thank you for watching. Have an awesome aquatic.
The only man allowed on Themyscira.
Cool. All right. That's what that is. I don't know if Danny DeVito is enough to sell it for me.
It didn't really feature enough Danny DeVito. No, it just kind of showed a brief glimpse of him sitting on a couch.
Yeah, that was about it.
They didn't sell me on the DeVito factor.
Yeah. No, not definitely not. Let's see what else we got here. Spider-Man back in theaters 2024.
Fuck yeah, it's...
All right, well. I want Spider-Man! Which must be the original one? Oh, no.
The terrible one.
But why are they showing shots from the original one, then?
It's number two, I think, right? It's not number three.
I don't remember which one.
Which one of these is 30 years old now or 20 years old?
I don't know. Each Spider-Man film in order.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
They got to go there every day to watch all the Spider-Mans.
Oh, even the Garfield bad ones.
Yeah.
What are you hiding, Peter?
Oh, even the shitty Tom Holland ones. Why are they doing those?
You got to get to No Way Home and have them all show up.
I love you guys. Thank you.
They just showed that part in the trailer.
Yeah, they
What's the point now?
Well, because it's cool and fun. And
I thought it was just like a 20th anniversary version of one of them, but no, they're doing all like seven.
Yeah. So crazy. You have to go like, you have to pay like, $10 a day to see movies or whatever, however much it costs to go to movies.
I hope Sony never gives up the Spider-Man properties.
I hope so too.
I hope they keep making 1,000 Madame Webbs and Morbiuses and Cravens.
Oh yeah, I really want to see
them
that
to make every fucking character in the Spider-Man Rogues Gallery.
Yeah.
Fuck Marvel. I just want Sony to fucking ruin everything that they created.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for Kraven too. Fuck yeah.
Absolute con. Go see the entire Spider-Man franchise in a theater.
Yeah, you got to. How about this one? Furiosa, a Mad Max saga.
Hopefully they offer some kind of like pass that you can buy for all the movies instead of paying each individual price every time.
I can't imagine. I think you're paying the price every time. What if I just don't feel like seeing a movie one of those nights?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Lost out then.
Yeah, totally. All right. Here's Furiosa, a Mad Max saga.
The Charlize Theron girl from Mad Max?
I forget which one is which. I remember Mad Max being cool.
As a child, my world.
Did you see that one, the original one?
Like the one from like the 80s original?
No. The 2015 or whatever one. And he
took it all. It was okay enough.
Yeah.
Who do we have here?
She's from a place of abundance. This is our destiny.
Wow, look at those motorcycles.
My mother. I want them back.
I want them back!
Uh-oh. Girl boss.
Whatever you have to do. Oh, so it's like a prequel to her becoming Charlize Theron?
Yeah,
Daniel Joy Taylor.
Maybe.
Protect the green place.
That's magic from the Marvel movie.
Yeah.
The New Mutants.
Oh, hey, it's that guy.
Thor?
Well, yeah, Thor and the other guy. The guy that wears the mask, the big white fat guy or whatever. But mostly Thor, yeah, that's cool.
Did you find him?
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. I don't know, it looks kind of fun.
That's an awesome fucking brass knuckle switchblade.
Yeah. Alright. That looks cooler than a lot of the other stuff we've seen, so I might check that out.
It's no pool, man, but
yeah, true.
Looks okay.
Right. Any other movies? I thought we saw this in a Violent Nature trailer. Why is that there?
Maybe we just saw the teaser for it.
Maybe. Let's check it out.
Wait, was that a Harold and Kumar next to it?
I just saw the word Harold. I was going to go back to that. But let's see what's going on with A Violent Nature. Oh, yeah. This is like A24. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, and they're using like that 4x3.
It's going to be terrifying because it's from Shudder.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm already like A24 or something, though. But does look cool. Yeah, this looks cool. I like this guy just walking around killing people.
I'm 1000% in.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Fuck yeah. May 31st. All right. Got some time. Damn. I swear that was A24 last time we saw it. But
maybe
I'm still
in. Something else that just had violent in the name.
Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Well, so it's like a Harold and Kumar spinoff?
I hope so.
Or is it just a dude named Harold? Oh, I'm thinking maybe it's just a dude named Harold. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just some guy named Harold.
I thought they made a new one. I was like, holy shit.
That's bullshit. They're just riding the coattails of Harold and Kumar.
Clearly.
Yeah. Anything is possible. Is that Chris Pratt?
It's voiced by Chris Pratt, too.
Or is it? Who's this guy?
Chris Pratt. Let's see how this baby works in the real world. Oh, Zach Levi. It's Shazam.
Oh, okay. Chris Pratt should have been Shazam.
He really should have.
Yeah.
That Shazam 2 would have done way better at the box office.
Yeah, that's true.
Things would have been different.
Be a
part of the James Gunn universe.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see James Gunn announce, he didn't announce, but they're going to film like 30% of the new Superman movie in Cleveland.
Oh, cool.
That's where Superman's home is.
Nice.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, keep an eye out. See Superman flying around and shit. It's gonna be cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Harold from not Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Yeah, they whitewashed the shit out of Harold from Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, they really did whitewash him. It's very non-woke. Honestly, I don't do a lot of
thinking. True. Oh, New Girl's in it too.
All right. August.
Can't wait. It's a new Star Wars thing with the trailer for it.
Oh, Star Wars? Okay, let's watch that.
You love that shit.
Yeah, Star Wars, fucking great. What the fuck is this monkey thing?
Yoda?
Little monkey Jedi.
Your eyes. This shows the version of Yoda.
That's cool. Can deceive you.
We must not trust it. It does just like a regular baboon.
Yeah.
The dude from The Lion King that holds him up in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that guy's name, but I remember him.
It doesn't make sense.
All right.
Yeah, Jedi Bounty Hunter.
I do want to see that. That's cool.
That darkness.
Just kill all the stupid Jedi and be done with this shit.
What is that?
I have way too many normal human-looking characters in this, though, for to really be a Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not nearly cheaper, enough, like, weird ass puppet aliens.
No, it's cheaper to do it this way. I get it. You don't want any of that.
They have Disney money backing them. They can.
That's true. Spend yeah, they really they should want. Be using that, but they're not. All right. Let's pop into games here. I think we got through all the movies. Okay, Squirrel with a Gun. Maybe that's fun.
In the heart of our.
It's like that Squirrel Hero, awesome. Squirrel Girl.
Creature thrives. The common squirrel.
I'm gonna start putting loaded guns in trees. See if squirrels ever get tempted to just start shooting out into the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the inspiration for this, probably.
Oh, this is trying to shoot the squirrel. I don't like that.
Yeah, I thought the squirrel was supposed to shoot. Oh, okay, there it is.
Here we go. Fuck yeah.
Tables of
vengeance, motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, dude, he's not letting up.
No, it's a lot of bullets.
Like, he shot him once right in the face. That was good, but then he went four more times at him.
Yeah.
Whole clip.
Well, it's not an accident at that point.
Selecting its weapons carefully, the squirrel adapts its strategy to the ever-changing environment.
And it's like a lava world here.
The greatest game to ever exist, ever.
Oh, you can dress them up. They wear clothes.
The squirrel navigates its surroundings.
Not realistic enough for me. Oh, yeah, you eat a gold power-up acorn?
Yeah. All right. 2024. That's cool.
I am in.
Squirrelwithagun.com.
Wishlist the shit out of that.
Gotta get that one. Must play. Hangry. Wonder what that is.
No squirrel with a gun, that's for sure.
No, probably not.
I don't think anything's gonna live up to that.
No.
You go through people's stomach. Like one of those awesome Diner Dash type games, but with aliens and weird foods.
You fight spaghetti and shit, yeah. You don't stiff a joint like us and not pay.
They have candy canes just growing on bridges everywhere? Why not just use that?
I don't know. Does he want to eat the... Why doesn't he just eat the environment then? Or is he catching the food and then bringing it back?
He's hunting for the food ingredients.
Okay.
Oh, so he's murdering giant, like, monster corn on the cobs and ice cream cones.
Yeah, for this fat cook, yeah. Oh, there's a banana monster. That's cool.
Looks all right.
Yeah, I'd try it. What is it doing? Coming to Steam. Okay, just to Steam.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. You got to get your Steam Deck.
Wishlisting it.
Good.
I wishlisted a Steam Deck as well.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Pepper Grinder. Let's check that one out.
Developed by RH, Pepper Grinder is a single-player 2D action platformer featuring burrowing battles and subterranean acrobatics. Set on a mysterious island, you play as Pepper, a shipwrecked treasure
very,
recently robbed of her booty by a dangerous stranger and her gang of gnarlings.
It's a very informative trailer. Grinder,
you will dig into the island's secrets.
I like this trailer, yeah. It lets me know everything I need to know about the lore.
Yeah, exactly.
And tear through challenges as you recover your missing fortune.
Like, what is Pepper's motivation? But now I know. Because of this. Purchasing armor power-ups
and buying stickers. You know exactly what you gotta do.
With four distinctly treacherous regions to traverse, this drilling adventure will take most players between 4 and 6 hours to complete.
Oh, cool. Tells you how long it's going to take to beat it, too.
Pepper Grinder features several accessibility options, including remappable controls and game speed adjustment.
Pepper Why is it a pepper grinder? Isn't it more like a drill?
On PC and Nintendo Switch.
I don't know.
I thought it was more like that.
No, it's like a little, it's kind of like those weed grinder things where you just put it in and you kind of twist the knob and it breaks it down for you, right?
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know what it has to do with drilling at all, other than her name being Pepper.
That must be it then.
And she's grinding drill holes into the earth and get loot coins or whatever.
Yeah. Oh shit. Fantastic Four, first trailer. Where was this before? Is this a...
That can't be a real thing.
I don't know.
That's looks... not out until 2025. They just announced the cast. They haven't even started filming it.
Well, how do you explain this then? There he is.
What the fuck?
Is this like AI generated or something?
Is this from Marvel? Who
I don't know.
Uploaded this?
It's from KH Studio. I think this is like AI generated or something.
I don't think it's a real trailer.
We've been altered on a molecular level.
I think we would have heard about it if it was a real thing.
We should have. Oh, there's the thing though. Yeah, it's got to be AI. All right, well.
We need to learn to control these powers.
Yeah, I feel duped. I'm gonna go back.
Who did they cast as Doom in their version?
I don't know. Okay, Call of Duty Warzone Mobile. That sounds like it's our type of game.
That's right up our alley.
Yeah.
Big COD heads over here.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. You can just play COD, but with shitty mobile.
There's Ferris wheel in it. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get that cool purple gun.
Yeah.
How come you can carry over my progress from the console game to my mobile game?
All right, good.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right, I'm in.
Fuck yeah.
I need my progress to be saved. All right, let's call it a day there. Speaking of saving progress, we'll save our progress there for a month while I go to China.
Good transition.
Yeah. Yeah. Last episode for about
join us
a month
next
here.
Month.
Yeah. Next month. Monthly show now.
Yeah. It'll be the summer of cunts.
Yeah, for sure. Enjoy this song one last time. Jamie Josta, take it away.
See you next trailer. It's the podcast that you crave. Jamie Josta here, gonna pay the way in your face metal. That's what we do, what we do. See you any podcast coming straight to you.
Cunts.
Just record the song on a loop for like an hour and a half and upload that as an episode.
Yeah, post that for the next 3 or 4 weeks or whatever.
Fuck yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
So I had a moment of weakness,
Okay. And
I bought the show.
Oh, I knew you would. I figured you were definitely going to buy it. How's your all woman dream?
I was seriously trying to swear it off this year.
Great
but,
job.
It didn't work out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the exact same as every other version of that game, except for you can make your lady, and the rosters have been updated. Zero bits of new developments in the game play style. If you want an updated roster, buy the show 24.
I do.
You can make yourself a lady.
I do want that. So
it's only for Road to Show though.
Oh, okay. So
Road to the difference? Show.
What's the difference then between?
Road to the Show is a game mode where it's like you create your own player and you pick whatever positions you want to play, and it's you working your way up from like a high school prospect to like the draft showcase, and then like you eventually get drafted based on how good you do, and you kind of work your way up from the minor leagues into becoming hopefully a future superstar, all-star player.
So you don't want to play that version?
I never play those. Like, I get bored of them. They're not fun to me. I like the franchise. I can control a team and bring it to dominance or torpedo it into the ground by overspending on one player.
You don't want to live the fantasy of becoming a baseball player? I don't understand where the disconnect is. Isn't that your ultimate fantasy?
Not in a video game form, though. It's very repetitive.
Just play baseball all day long.
It's not even that. The game mode like simulates every part of the game until it's up for your at bats only or your innings that you pitch.
Okay.
So you don't even get to like see the baseball games happening.
Oh, so you need to be able to see it instead of it just telling you what happened.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's not a mode for that, like the in Red Dead Redemption 2, where you just watch the whole horse ride. So you want to watch the horse ride, but for baseball.
Yeah, because in Red Dead Redemption 2, I hated watching the horse ride fast travel shit.
But if
hated
they,
that.
But if they did it for baseball.
But if they had a bad ball and gloves in it, I would have been so in.
There's got to be an option for that. I'm surprised there's not. That seems like a stupid thing that like they'd add, but that nobody would use, but they would just still have it there for some reason.
The other thing, I don't want to have my own player. I want to play as the real players that are actually in baseball.
What about your self-insert player?
I don't want a self-insert player. I'll fuck up all the teams. Because if I make myself, I'm going to have to like make myself the greatest player of all fucking time.
Well, yeah,
and then he's just going to dominate everyone. And, you know, that's going to do the real game.
Well, yeah, just do that.
I don't want to do that, though. That's
I don't get why not, though. That's all I would want
to
do.
Appears to be.
That sounds great to me. That's what I would want to do. I'd want to see my self-insert character succeeding over all of the baseball players and women.
I want the actual players that I like to do well once I make them become a part of my franchise team. Before they become a part of my team, I want to fucking destroy them every time we play them head to head. But once I trade for them or sign them in free agency, then I want them to do well.
All right. I was thinking the other day, what if Chuck Knoblauch transitioned to a woman and then wanted to rejoin baseball? Would you be okay with that? With her rejoining baseball?
I'd be fine with it. Major League Baseball would not be okay with it because she would be like a 58-year-old rookie trying to try out. I don't know how old Chuck Knoblauch is in real life, but there's a reason he retired like more than a decade ago.
Who's a current baseball player? Who's a current like star player on the Guardians?
I mean, the Guardians only have Jose Ramirez as a star player.
What if Jose Ramirez transitioned and then still played baseball? Would you be okay with that?
I'd be fine with that.
Okay. What if some lady transitioned to a man and then played baseball? How would you feel about this?
I don't care.
Okay, cool. Just as long as they're not biological women.
Yeah, if they're a biological woman, keep them the fuck out of the game. They've got softball.
Yeah, all right. Gotcha. What if it's a woman that identifies as a man? Would that be...
They were born with ovaries. Wait, no.
Wait, what about the transitioned one?
Yeah, I was going to... Wait.
Except for that.
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay, got it. And only pre-op. So if Chuck Knoblauch or Jose Ramirez transition, they would have to be like, they could only play up until their post-op, right? And then you got to kick them out because now they...
Yeah, once their post-op, get them the fuck off the field. They don't belong.
Yeah, that makes sense. Baseball. Saving baseball.
Doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, that's how to do it.
Keeping the game pure.
Yeah.
But also, bring back steroids.
I do want more of that. Yeah, definitely.
There's an insane amount. So, like, there's a mode called Diamond Dynasty where it's, like, that's the one where it's, like, the fantasy, like, players from the past and players from the current day. And you build your own teams and you can make your, like, dream team of, like, oh, I've got Babe Ruth and like fucking Mark McGwire and Shohei Ohtani all together.
Yeah, cool.
But there's an insane amount of those like throwback legendary players that are connected to the steroid era. Like they started doing this last year with Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire being welcomed into the game. But this year they've added like Rafael Palmeiro and Ryan Braun. It's really weird how fully embracing they are of like all these known cheaters of the game.
That's
cool. Weird.
So is Chuck Knoblauch among them?
he's among that era, but no, he didn't make the cut for
come on
legends this year.
Come on.
Bernie Williams is the Yankees legend from that time instead.
Oh. That's cool though. Mark McGwire, he liked steroids, right?
Beat any woman, let alone his wife.
Oh.
He was a cool like jazz musician though.
He did a lot of steroids, right?
Fortunately, not nearly as many as Chuck Knoblauch.
Okay, well.
Though he was a teammate on those Yankees super steroid era teams, so he probably did a couple. He just never got caught.
I thought he was. I thought he was one of the big ones. Or is that Sammy Sosa? Maybe he
Sammy Sosa was like the biggest of the big ones.
Okay, was Sammy Sosa in there?
Oh, yeah, he's in the game.
All right, cool. That's awesome.
He's your Cubs reward card.
All right, that's awesome. They just need to have a steroid like slider for the, not even just the created character, but just for like all the characters. So like before you go to your at bat, you have to like decide how many of your steroids you can use. Like you only have so many.
You're gonna take that day.
Yeah, like you only have so many that you brought with you to the game. So you have to like
really trip.
Choose, like pick and choose. Yeah, and you got to re up, spend some money to get some more, you know. That'd be cool. Mean, like, that's a cool road to the show.
That's not realistic though, because they do it in cycles, so it's like it's not a daily thing, it's a monthly thing.
Oh.
When they re-up.
Well, I was thinking like you shoot up the steroids and then that makes you like instantly stronger temporarily, like Popeye with the spinach.
Like in Mario World, when Chris Pratt grabs the fire leaf and gets the temporary like fire boost power up.
Yeah, yeah, like the star, you know, it's temporary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The star one. Yeah.
So that's how it should work, or how I thought it worked. Yeah, it would be fun.
And hopefully, it's voiced by Chris Pratt too. Chuck Knoblauch, as played by Chris Pratt.
That'd be cool. The biopic of Chuck Knoblauch's story. I'm in. These are good ideas.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, me too. All right. Well, anyway, talk to you in a month.
Okay. Have a good trip.
Yeah, I will. It'll be fun. See ya.
Bye.